I reviewed the article titled Financial Planning Strategies of High School Seniors, Removing Barriers to Career Success by Timothy Poynton, Richard Lapin, and Amanda Marcotte. This article can be found in Volume 63, page number 57 through 73 of the Career Development Quarterly. The article explores financial planning as a barrier to education and career decision-making for students in 12th grade who plan on pursuing post-secondary education. With the cost of post-secondary education quickly rising, it is one of the biggest challenges for students and families when making decisions related to a student's college and career path. The authors conducted an online survey in 16 high schools. In this survey, students answered questions regarding financial planning, demographics, and parental educational achievement. Based on the results of the survey, students were placed in one of four groups. Students in Group 1 of 135 students expected to use personal loans and receive scholarships without financial support from their parents and had a minimal amount of financial resources. The students in Group 1 achieved A's and B's academically. The second group of 359 students had limited plans for financing their post-secondary education. Every school in the sample had 25% of their students in Group 2. The demographics of the students in this group were more likely to be Hispanic and have languages other than English spoken at home. Group 2's grades were mostly B's with a few A's, but they did not take as many AP classes and did not spend as much time on homework. Students in Group 3 and 4 had high academic achievement and took AP courses. Parents of students in Groups 1 and 2 were more likely to have a high school diploma compared to the parents of students in Groups 3 and 4 who were more likely to have earned a bachelor's or graduate degree. Responses for Groups 3 and 4 were very similar. Group 3 indicated they were expecting to rely almost exclusively on their parents and scholarships. They did not expect to use any personal loans for their education. The fourth group also expected to rely on their parents and scholarships, but felt they would need to use personal loans. As counselors, I feel it is our job to give students and families the resources they need related to financial planning for their education based on the needs of that specific student. Information should be given about financial aid, grants, and scholarships. Families, especially of students outlined in a group like Group 2, need to know what options they have available to make an informed decision on their students' post-secondary education. Many of these students and families will choose not to receive a post-secondary education because they feel they don't have a plan to finance their education.